What's happened here? Matt Stewart's jumped into the studio. He's having some chair just issues.
Admiring the consistency of the working chair situation.
And we've got a culprit.
It's a dangly arm hanging off.
It's a dangly arm. There's a whole new batch of them out there.
Oh, really? Is that what those gigantic bins are for out there? I thought that was our staff culling bins.
No.
We place the bodies in them.
The red sticker system around here is a very interesting system.
Yep. Red I've stickers. Got the black couch.
No, you're not I've taking the couch.
I haven't worked out how to get it out of here and then into my home.
What about your Airtasker men from last time? Did they get a call?
Yeah, they got me big time. The three guys from Broadmeadows. I paid an extra $150 to just help me make a cup of tea, as it turns out. Earl Grey, thanks, mate. That's $50.
You're a generous man.
Oh, it turned out I was that day, yeah.
It turns out you are. Oh, I think you are.
The number one guest on Racing Pulse today.
Oh, yeah.
We're venturing into uncharted waters. We're talking to us. Michael is talking to a scientist.
Oh, this is
it's just not my language, this the language
dangerous.
Of science. Who
What's the language of the universe, science?
Is very passionate about reform to the vests that the jockeys wear, which has caused a lot of discussion in
Shane
recent
Dye.
Times. So the mounting pressure to reform the vests, obviously it's a life and death situation with jockeys, so that'll be an interesting one.
I thought you were going somewhere else. Scientists and horse... Yeah.
Oh, we've been down that substances. Road before. No, we know all about that stuff.
Is this Dr. Lisa Justy Gestry?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, yeah. There was a story on a rival website, and we're sort of following that up today. Matty Mylan's going to join
it
us.
It happen.
This push for 10 races on a Saturday, I hate it. I just think there's
yeah,
a
I've heard about this just last week. Where does this come from? Who's pushing?
Well, the Race of Victoria need to fill a financial void that's been well publicised of about $30 million. So they're trying to make ways to save money and earn money.
How
and
have we lost $30 million bucks?
Yeah. Good question.
Where's it gone?
It's a shortfall rather than lost money. It's a post-COVID...
But didn't COVID dominate? Well, didn't racing dominate
since COVID?
It's
the wagering's gone downhill very quickly since the COVID lockdown era.
Right.
So that's one of the major contributing factors. But there's a lot of backlash to ideas that have come up to make money. One of them is the 10 races that Race Victoria has broached with the trainers and jockeys. The jockeys have just said how much is too much. Matt Hyland's going to join Michael a bit later on. And as far as the ATA goes, there's about 10 hoops that would have to be jumped through to convince them that this is a good idea. They're not prepared to extend the timing of race meetings, as in from start to finish. So if there's a 10-race meeting, it would have to be condensed. But they say that we've tried the experiment of condensing Saturday race days before, and it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
What's the ultimate gap between races for participants and for the
Depends
consumer?
On the day. I think if it's a Ballarat synthetic day when there's no one there and it's just it's a what do they call them? Industry days, what do they call them? Just days that earn money.
Mm.
But if it's a Saturday when there's owners and it's a larger complex like Flemington and you want to slow things down to enjoy the experience and so on, then anything less than about 35 minutes has been proven to be too hectic.
Okay.
Right.
And in order to get this rolling, they'd have to convince every other state to do it because everything has to adjust to
the clock.
The
clock is the key.
The clocker.
Yeah. The clock is everything. And getting your spot on the clock is really important.
So I feel sorry for RV at the moment because whatever kite they fly, someone's going to shoot it down for whatever reason. So very difficult task to achieve this $30 million gap close.
But this 10 race conversation doesn't seem to have any support. Is that what we're saying?
No, correct.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a problem.
That's a kite that has, yes.
Didn't even get up.
It got hit in the propeller of the plane. It was flying overhead. It's just, all it is a streamers. It's turned into just bits. Which
like
we're both
work.
Trying to get an analogy, but we just couldn't quite
get there.
Streamers flying around, yes.
Stuck in a tree somewhere. Stuck in a
David
tree.
Van Dyke's going to join Michael Falgate as well. We have got the big V later as well, which is going to be swashbucklingly interactive with our listeners. We
as
had
always,
a lot of callers yesterday.
As always.
What's Dick Van Dyke talking about? Yankee Rose?
Yeah, and he's got a Derby runner. He trained Yankee Rose originally, and she then is now the mother of the world's greatest ever horse.
Fantastic. Well, there's plenty coming up on Racing Pulse.
Huge.
Have yourself a great Racing Pulse and an even better Big V.
Yes.
Have a big V, mate.
Anthony Field asked for his give you back.
Oh, how unnecessary was that?
Unnecessary, as Johnny
Badden. From the tree-dwelling night owl. News.